There isn't enough information on MF. It never really caught on after the publication of the B20 trial, although I used it a lot. But I do believe, based on the available information, if she has a node-negative estrogen receptor-positive cancer and is otherwise felt to be appropriate for chemotherapy, she should receive it, but that the MF regimen is one that is an acceptable option, which carries a theoretically low likelihood of producing amenorrhea. Under those circumstances, when preservation of fertility has been the greatest concern for the patient, then I have given methotrexate fluorouracil as per the NSABP trial B20. And I felt comfortable doing that.
You know, that kind of was perking along in my head when I saw the NSABP genomic health data looking at that study, the B20 study. And in fact, in the high recurrence score patients, the MDEF and CMF had a dramatic effect in terms of recurrence rate. Did that make you more comfortable about using MF?
I did. I never felt uncomfortable with it if preservation of ovarian function was the patient's principal concern. If that's not a concern, I haven't been in the habit of using it for a long time, only because it was a six-month regimen, involved 12 trips to the office, and life would be simpler if you could give people four cycles of AC. There was no demonstrable evidence in that clinical trial of MF's inferiority. On the other hand, there is, in the companion study of B20, if you will, B19, the study of MF versus CMF in estrogen receptor negative, node negative patients, there was a therapeutic inferiority of the MF in the younger patients. So that becomes a little bit of a more difficult issue in the patient who is estrogen receptor negative, and I have not been inclined to offer it to patients who are ER negative who are interested in fertility simply because it appears to be therapeutically subpar. But in the estrogen receptor positive patients, I have had no misgivings whatsoever.